Welcome to the final week of the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program on Oprah.com. It's been my pleasure and my honor to be your guide on this journey. For those of you who have just begun exploring your shadow selves and what's possible on the other side, you've done an extraordinary job. I hope you are being kind and gentle and loving with yourself in a new way. I hope that your statements of love are starting to create a new foundation that will inspire a new future. Shadow work is an ongoing process and a never-ending fountain of gold. As you've probably learned in these last 5 weeks, there are many ways to go into the shadow. You can look at your shadow through your thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, and actions. But what's most fun about shadow work is finding your light shadow, the part of you that is shimmering, powerful, lovable, and strong. This is the week to find a piece of your light and to allow that to illuminate an inspiring future and an amazing vision for your life. Many of you have read my story about Marianne Williamson in the Shadow Effect book. By paying attention to what I admired about Marianne, my very life changed. I found qualities of myself that were hidden from my sight and aching for expression. And today, finding my light has led me to a world beyond my wildest dreams. And this is the process I will guide you through today. To find your life that is being reflected back to you in the people that you admire. For some of you, this may be harder than the dark shadow work you've done these last weeks. And as Marianne Williamson said in her book, A Return to Love, and now in The Shadow Effect, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Just breathe that in. But I can assure you that opening up to your light will open a door to a future beyond your wildest dreams. So make sure to have paper and pen nearby. And then wherever you are right now, just allow your eyes to close, take a couple of slow, deep breaths, and easily relax into your chair. As you continue to breathe, imagine easily settling down inside yourself to the place where you have all the answers that you need. Give yourself permission to easily receive the inner wisdom that will allow you to feel inspired and excited to move into your future. Now bringing into your awareness someone you admire, someone whose footsteps you'd like to follow, or someone that just makes you happy, that you find inspiring, that motivates you. It could be Oprah, Maya Angelou, Michelle Obama, or anyone else. It could be a family member, a friend, a public figure, a celebrity, an athlete. Just allow yourself to see the person that you admire. As a picture of them comes into your awareness, ask yourself, what is the quality that I see in them that I most admire? It might be their courage, their authenticity, their determination, their humility. Just allow yourself to hear the quality you most admire. Make sure it's a quality and not a behavior. So you can always ask yourself what kind of person would do what they're doing, and you'll get the quality that you're admiring. Now, having identified that quality, Just take a few slow, deep breaths as you recognize that this is a disowned aspect of yourself or a part of yourself that is wanting to emerge. This quality that you see in the person you admire is actually a part of you that wants to be expressed in a new way, a part of you that holds the key to an inspiring future. On your next breath, let yourself see what will open up in your life if you embrace and integrate this quality. If you're hearing, "I don't have it," it's not true. You do have it. The question is, where is it? What will you have more of? What will you be able to experience? Let yourself see how this single quality can alter your future, can allow you to be your true self. With that quality in your awareness, allow yourself to see who you are with that quality. What are you doing? Who are you surrounded by? What could you do if you fully embraced and integrated this quality in yourself? What future is wanting to emerge? And as you see it, just float up and write down who it is that you admire, the quality that you see in them. Allow yourself to write down what you will have more of. What future could open up to you if you fully integrate this quality in yourself? Just take another slow, deep breath and float back down, using your breath to become present the person you admire and this quality that is wanting to be fully embraced inside of you. What action can you take this week that will allow you to develop this quality in yourself or express this quality more fully in yourself? Allow yourself to see an action that you can take this week that will support you and fully integrating this quality into your life. And if you're willing to take that action, just affirm that to yourself. And then take another slow, deep breath, bringing that quality into your awareness. Just affirming, "I am that." I am, and just say the quality that you are, either aloud or silently. Say it 7 times. Each time allowing yourself to fully own that quality. Breathe it into every cell. You're just awakening to that quality. It already exists in you. You will have a different expression for it. But whatever you see in other is really you. And then finally, let yourself see what's wanting to open up in your life. If you fully stand powerfully in your future, having done all the work that you've done over the last 5 weeks? What is wanting to come to you and through you? What is wanting to open up? And just float up and write it down. Allow yourself to dream, to wonder, to imagine now that you're all the light qualities that you see in the world. Allow yourself to write down how much more love and care and intimacy and respect you can have for yourself and others. And then finish up and close your eyes. Just breathing in to all the work you've done. Allowing yourself to feel and acknowledge the many hours you've spent doing the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Journey. All of the things that you've acknowledged about yourself and your shadow beliefs and your shadow behaviors, and the courage that it took to own up to some of these things. Thank yourself. Bless yourself. And when you feel fully acknowledged, affirm that you will go on the path now to find your light and embrace it fully. And then when you're ready, just float up. I hope that you have found this a heart-opening and inspiring process. I've loved dialoguing with many of you and hearing your shadow stories, listening to your shadow beliefs and behaviors, and celebrating your breakthroughs. I hope by now you can see that we are all designed to have challenges so we can grow and evolve and find the strength to be who we were meant to be. So with deep love and respect for all that you have done, I want to thank you from my heart to yours for this incredible honor of guiding you through the Shadow Effect. And if at any time you want to continue your journey, know that on the Shadow Effect interactive movie there's processes. You can always find Marianne, Deepak, myself on Facebook or on Oprah.com, and we are just sending you so much love and light. This is Debbie Ford signing off for the last time on The Shadow Effect.